Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Broadcast. Here's an unexpected outcome of the pandemic, our teeth. We have Dr. Sean Boynes, Vice President of Health Improvement for the Dental Quest Partnership for Oral Health Advancement. And we're going to talk about teledental? Okay. How do you do teledental?
So it's a different way to reach out and touch someone, right? I think if you think back to the Jetsons, and if people listening don't know that one, just Google it. But you think back to the Jetsons, they actually interacted with their doctor and dentist using televisions. And so a lot of that is the same. It just took us 60 years to kind of catch up. And so really there's two ways that we're using teledentistry. One is for emergencies, understanding the needs of individuals and if they have an emergent need and how we can get them into the dental office in a safe way with reduced risk to acquiring COVID or being exposed to COVID-19. And the other way that we can use teledentistry, which is something we've been doing at DentaQuest for the last several years, is trying to engage individuals in a different way in rural environments and nursing homes and assisted living facilities that don't normally have great access, to engage with them in a way that makes their mouth healthier and thus their body healthier.
So are we talking about Zoom? Are we talking about photos? What are we talking about exactly?
We're talking about all the above. There's different forms and different ways to do this, and it really depends on the individual and their dentist and their dental care team. But the way it's happening right now, the majority of the time, is just like Zoom, just like FaceTime, where you get on and you're interacting with a dentist on the other side. Sometimes they'll have you take pictures with your phone and upload those pictures so that they can get a visualization. And other times they may ask you to kind of maneuver your mouth around the camera that you're operating on so that they can look and see if there's a problem or just do a quick assessment of your oral condition. And as I said, we've been doing it for quite some time. It's just COVID has accelerated the need for us to utilize it more.
Actually, I'm doing it with my eyes. I had a little infection in my eye, a little sty. And it literally started off as a two-way, back and forth, until the thought was that it'd be best to come in. So it's probably cut down on most of my visits. I take photos and I send it to my eye doctor, like every 3 or 4 days, and she says it's getting better. It's getting better. So that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely, and I think really, what we've seen is technology has stepped up during the COVID pandemic and affected medicine, dentistry, behavioral health, affected optometry, like you said, in just different ways that we've been ready for. We just needed the right process in order to exist to do it. And, you know, I think what you talked about is you sent some pictures in and you didn't have to go in as much. We're hearing that on the dental side. In fact, the American Dental Association Health Policy Institute just came out on a webinar and said, up to 40% of individuals using the telehealth for dental care did not need to actually come in for an emergent or urgent appointment. And so that 40% were individuals that may have increased their risk of exposure or gone in at a time they didn't need to.
Tell me a little bit about your practice. Where are you located?
So I actually work for the DentaQuest Partnership for Oral Health Advancement, which is a nonprofit affiliated with DentaQuest, which is the largest benefits organization on the Medicaid side in the country. We are responsible and oversee approximately 30 million of the most vulnerable children and adults that we have in the country. And so really what my job at the DentaQuest Partnership to do is to find ways to advance and improve healthcare overall and make sure that people are getting healthy outcomes, that they're satisfied with the care that they're receiving, and that we're reducing costs because we do have a healthcare cost crisis that, you know, existed before COVID and has only been increased since COVID has hit. And so I have the fun job of trying to fix different areas and working with a really skilled set of team to understand, okay, what are the things that not only would a patient or individual want, but how about something that the taxpayer can benefit from?
Wow, that's important. By far, I have to figure that out for myself. I'm on Medicare, but I don't have dental. I have to pay a lot to get a dental program with my health care provider. Is Medicaid and Medicare provided in some way if you utilize them directly as opposed to an administrator?
So it depends on what state. In most states, there's usually an administrator that stands to help process out the payment structure as well as the care structure. Medicaid is mandated to have kids covered, not adults. So it depends on in what state is whether or not you can get Medicaid coverage. Medicare actually does not have a dental benefit. Some who have access to the funds and the money can buy these sort of exchange type items, or what's called Medicare Advantage plans that provide dental care. But right now, we really think we need to think about a benefit. Well, we know we need to have a benefit in Medicare to really drive home overall health. The two are so connected right now that the fact that Medicare doesn't have a dental benefit is something that, that even though money is going to get tight, I think the cost savings of having it in Medicare will be important for over the long run. And we're doing a lot of that work at DentaQuest in order to proliferate, if you will, adult benefit coverage in oral health.
What are some things that people should do that are, you know, now more homebound than ever, probably eating more than ever, too? We're homebound. What are some things that they should do in, to be conscious, more conscious about their teeth at a time like this?
Right. So the main thing you want to drive home is limiting the number of times that you have an acidic mouth, or decreasing those pH levels. So every time you eat or every time you sip on soda, the pH in your mouth drops and becomes more acidic. And you have good bacteria and bad bacteria. And the bad bacteria like that kind of environment, so things that kind of help destroy or cause decay of teeth, those are related to those acidic pieces. So it's really limiting the number of those events. So at home, you're probably snacking a little bit more. You're probably grazing, as they say. How do you eliminate those multiple times that you're putting something in your mouth? This is going to help your body overall, but it's also going to decrease the chances of getting oral disease.
So if you, I like that word, grazing. It's pretty good, Doc. I like it. I feel like a cow now, but that's good.
It may have been implied a little bit.
I heard that I always seem to always have wanted to do this, and I didn't know why. Like every time if I would go to like a Carvel or these ice cream places, I always felt like I wanted water after it. I don't know why. Why did I want that? Is there any dental reason in the mouth?
Well, I don't know if there's a specific dental reason, but we are exploring why you may crave certain things or want certain things, like why you may want sugar, why you may want some water after that. And it's really because of the sensory mechanisms in your mouth are determining what is the environment of my mouth now that this just happened, and how can I communicate effectively to the rest of my body that I need something because this environment doesn't feel right. I mean, at the end of the day, if you think about it, the human body is a bunch of single cell organisms that got together in this structure, and we communicate pretty effectively throughout our body. And so if you're wanting or needing something like that, it's because the environment is probably saying, hey, you could be a little bit too acidic, or there's a taste that you don't want in your mouth, and the solution is to drink water. So it's just you communicating with yourself.
Uh-huh. You can't see a cavity via telemedicine, can you?
Well, it depends on the size of the cavity, obviously. I would say some that are small or ones that may be between the teeth, you cannot necessarily see. And that's why teledentistry will never be a complete replacement for going in and seeing the dentist. Although, you know, who knows, in 20, 30 years, we may have robots that sit on our desks and they clean our mouth and take care of things for us. And it's oriented through your laptop or your phone. But right now, you still need that in-person visit. What can be determined at these teledental visits is there a triage need? Are you in pain? Are you not? Is it worth the risk of coming in? And then the other thing is, as an engagement tool, to talk about your overall health. Are you doing more things that are going to proliferate or increase the number of good bacteria and eliminate or decrease the number of bad bacteria? And if you have a visit like that once a year, we do have a group of clinics in Oregon called Advantage Dental. They're doing that in a lot of their programs, and they're finding that patients who go through that process of education using telehealth, that they're less likely to need an emergency visit. They're less likely to need a filling or an extraction, more likely to get preventive visit and cost the system a lot less, which is good news considering that we're all going to be experiencing budget deficits just as much at the state level as a taxpayer, as well as at home. And so anything that reduces cost is something that I think is well worthwhile.
It's good news. I agree. Dr. Boynes, you know your stuff. You're a good man. Thank you very much for sharing and helping many live their life in a nicer way. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. If anybody wants anything else, dentaquest.com/teledentistry. DentaQuest is all one smushed together word, and that's our website.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. Stay safe.